And then the kindness can see it next, that's all the
mm-hmm.
so see it next.
Yeah.
Okay. And the kindness grows the whole thing.
Real purple.
Okay.
Not all these trees that just are out there on the gutter. Did you know that they have something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told some my neighbor. He said, you know, he's got a woodpecker and he's still working on that tree. And he said, you know, they're also doing their gutter.
Hmm.
And it sounds, you know, tinny. Uh-huh. You know, like tin.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know what they're doing. And they said they weren't high on their gutter.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd shoot them if they did. But they do take up the rest, and they get out of it to do it.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear that the other way around? Turned around?
Mm-hmm.
Pepperwood?
Pepperwood.
Have you ever heard it pronounced
yeah,
like that?
No, Pepperwood, I haven't. Oh, it's real
purple. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a little, I don't know if you get around here, what? A little kind of black and white animal that smells real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Looks like they're tall.
Everybody gets away from it. What is the name of that thing?
Would you say skunk?
Yeah.
Or would you, have you ever heard it called polecat?
Yeah.
Polecat?
Uh-huh. Would you say skunk?
You say skunk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. If you had a skunk or other animals like that that might raise the dog's tent. You have a general name for them?
Raccoons.
Okay.
These are a lot.
Okay.
You can tell between the dogs and the raccoons, so the raccoons start taking it back down towards the wood.
Uh-huh.
And the dogs just put it all out around where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you put all kind of stuff around it and discourage them that they come back.
Yeah. If you have stuff like that around it, might attack rats and
mice. I've never seen a rat or a mouse up here. When we lived downtown, had seen rats outside, and I guess it's in the river, the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one reason, and they say you have some kind of rat way back in the back of the tree.
About the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Water rats or something, I don't know, it's my town.
Then there are I've been getting your house all the time around the kitchen, so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what else?
Roaches.
You get an roach around here.
Yeah.
You ever hear of a little bug called a tooth?
Mm-hmm.
What's a tooth?
I don't know, but I haven't heard of anybody that had a tooth there. I think you have it in the garden.
Okay.
House and garden, you have it tinted. The people used to have it in the home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what it looks like.
Okay. I don't know either, but I've had somebody say that to me once, and I've been trying to
say that. But I didn't know what it looks like when you came down here.
Okay.
I hope I never come to town. I don't think it's too good to have it.
The kind of bushy tail animal that climbs up and down the trees.
Oh, yes, good.
Okay.
You have one that climbs up and down on that door. You call him Terry. Yes, he came up every morning. He climbed the whole way up and go up, then come back down. He's sitting there and
down. Do you have different kinds of squirrels?
No, I don't think so. They're all the same to me.
Okay.
They're laid down, but they're all the same.
The big animal that's in the story of Little Red Riding Hood, it's the grandmother that is there.
Yes,
okay.